start off by congratulating the 2015 prom court representing the junior class. I'm just going to give you a rundown of the names.
Reading announcements is cool. It was real cool. Made me feel like I was in high school again, you know, but it was real cool. I was able to read the prom court, you know, so just mentioning a couple people's names and stuff like that, I know it's probably fun for them too.
Oh man, it was a big surprise. You know, those guys didn't know we was going to be there. So to see the smile on some of the teachers and the students' faces, you know, hopefully that'll be a lifetime memory for some of those people, especially the big Packer fans.
Oh, that's why we're here. You know, you want to see surprises on their faces. The kids at Shawano High School and the military men and women, our soldiers. You know, the smiles on their faces is why we do all this.
You know, that was the whole thing. When that veterans home, we got there and we talked to people who actually saw us play. And when you start talking to them, you start talking about people like Forrest Gregg or Brian Costello. They know who you're talking about. They've seen them play. The thing about the younger ball players, they understand Jim Taylor, Paul Horning, and Bart Starr. But they don't remember all the ball players, the other guys. And the older people do. And then you see, they have a different type of kinship. You kind of merge with them. You can feel it.
Yeah, it was really refreshing. Just a great staff, and they were so appreciative. And I really enjoyed seeing. You could see how much our players and the alumni, the great respect they had for the veterans.
It was awesome to go today and be in front of all them veterans. It was an honor and it was a privilege because I told them, I said, I couldn't do the things that they did. Them guys was whooping my tail, man. I give it to them. Them guys were really was studying and really was practicing because they whooped my tail today.
We're reliving some of our memories and some of our fondest days with Packer fans who remember it and some who don't, who are a little younger. And so they're getting a little taste of the heritage and the richness of their tradition and their history. So it's all fun. It's just a very pleasant function, every part of it.
Talking to guys who have been on this in the past, they said expect the night to be a lot of fans, and this is exactly what I expected. This is Green Bay Nation, and you know, there are so many people here. This is great, but everybody's waiting in lines, taking a long time to get through, but everybody's smiling when they get here.
I mean, it was all exciting. You see these Packer fans. You hear about them. Everywhere you go, there's Packer fans, and it was just a fun time. You know, I'm hoping it's just like day one the rest of the way through. Great experience, a lot of good fans.
We have there's a great relationship between the Green Bay Packers and our fan base. And you know, I played in the 60s, and a lot of people came up to me today. I played before the parents were born.
I think there were about 1,400 people, and it was packed and a lot of energy. Sometimes they spontaneously broke out in cheers of Go Pack Go, and it was a lot of fun. And we're on the road, one down, four to go.